All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here at the Shrine Game. A rainy Tuesday, but we finally get some action here on the West practice in the afternoon, looking at wide receiver, cornerback, one-on-ones. Keith Wenning of Ball State throwing the ball here. We got Rashad Reynolds of Oregon State going up against John Brown of Pitt State.
Yeah, a slippery field, so you're going to see a lot of receivers slip, as you just saw with Brown, but a nice break, comes back to the ball, catches the ball with his hands. He struggled in drills and dropped a lot of passes, which I thought was a concern, but that's a nice play to get separation, come back against a big-time Division I cornerback and make that reception.
Tommy Reese stepping in at quarterback now, throwing up against a former teammate. That would be Mr. Bennett Jackson of Notre Dame. He's going up against the Valdosta State wide receiver, Shontavious Jones, who had a bit of a rough day on Monday.
As well as early this morning, he just can't hold on to the ball, so let's see what happens here. Decent reception, looks the ball into his hands. You see a lack of quickness and really no speed. But he's got terrific size, Jones. So if someone drafts him or brings him into camp, it's going to be more of a possession receiver, red zone threat.
All right, Chandler Jones of San Jose State now going up against a fellow West Coaster, Shaquille Richardson, who's got good length for a cornerback, a personal favorite in terms of fit for the Eagles because of his length. Let's see how he does.
Terrific size, but you see he's a little bit slow out of his transition, and the receiver is able to get behind him. Tommy Reese can't deliver the ball. I mean, the receiver had a half step deep. Reese has got to put that ball out in front of the receiver, let him run to it, and didn't do it.
You just will not give credit to my man, Shaquille Richardson. All right, Benny Ben Wickery in coverage now, and a nice job going up against Bernard Reedy, the small Toledo wide receiver.
And you saw right there with the problem being small, just getting basically out-muscled and beaten down for the ball and can't make the receptions. That's going to be a problem at the next level. That's why he's going to be a number 5 slot receiver return specialist.
Carrington Bindum of Texas in coverage now on John Brown. The double move goes deep. And a nice route by John Brown. A pretty good pass by Reese as well, just cannot connect.
Yeah, he's got to catch that ball. I mean, a small school guy from Pittsburgh State like that, when he works hard in the route, gets separation, that ball is put in his hand, you've got to come away with that catch.
Keith Price from Washington, a quarterback now, going up against Marcus Williams in coverage, and Shontavious Jones with the slant. A short little completion.
Marcus Williams of North Dakota State, probably one of the better small school cornerbacks here in attendance. That's what you see the problem with the field. It was not good yesterday when it was dry. Now it's slippery and it's coming up under their cleats. Going to be difficult for Marcus Williams as well as the other defensive backs to really get a good break out of their plant to the ball.
Keith Price, once again a quarterback. We've got Rashad Reynolds from Oregon State against Bernard Reedy from Toledo. Price drops back. And Reedy has been slipping all over the place, but he still finds a way to haul it in.
That's a terrific reception. You know, Rashad Reynolds coming into the season was highly rated. Scouts expected a lot of him. Really didn't live up to expectations, and he's watched his drop grade fall until the last day of the draft. I think if this conversation was taking place in August, we would have talked about Rashad Reynolds potentially playing in the Senior Bowl, but his poor senior campaign has pushed him down draft boards.
All right, Bennett Jackson in coverage now against Chandler Jones. A little bit behind him, but hauls it in nonetheless.
Yeah, and that's what Keith Price has got to show, the ability to lead receivers with his passes. He can't have open receivers, especially in one-on-ones, working to make the reception. You see Jones has got to slow up in his route and reach back to grab the ball, and that's what Price does on the college level. He's got to lead the receivers. He's got to hit them in stride, put the pass where only his receiver can make the reception.
Shaquille Richardson, and an interception from the man. Maybe that was on the slip, but nonetheless, Shaquille Richardson comes through for me once again.
You know, part of it is showing good hands as a defensive back to make the interception, so you're not just knocking away passes. So good for Richardson. I'm pretty impressed with the routes that Brown is running. I mean, they're sharp. He's slipping, but we said that going in it was going to be difficult for these guys. A guy like Shontavious Jones of Valdosta State's not going to have a tough time slipping on routes because he really doesn't run good routes. So this is going to be his type of field.
What does Shaquille Richardson need to do to make you give him some credit, Tony?
I just don't see the quickness or the speed from him. I mean, he's playing well. He's a bump and run cover, and they're playing man off coverage here, so it's going to be difficult for him.
Nice route there by Reedy, Bernard Reedy, the small school guy from Toledo, the small receiver from Toledo. Chandler Jones from San Jose State now looking to catch a pass from Tommy Reese.
Against Marcus Williams, we talked about him before. You see Williams struggling to get out of his plant there. Relatively good pass by Tommy Reese. You want to see him throw the ball down the field with some timing. That was a decent job by him.
Tommy Rees getting credit from Tony Pauline. That is not something I expected here.
As Richardson may be next, so let's just see what happens.
All right, Rashad Reynolds now getting ready to defend John Brown from Pitt State, one of two Pitt State players here. And I bet you didn't know that Pitt State is the Gorillas.
I did know that because I've scouted other players from Pitt State before. Another nice route by me. Extends, makes the reception. You got to like the way he's working. I mean, you know it's a difficult situation, but he's given effort. He's running good routes, and that was a nice extension, catching the pass away from his frame and making a difficult catch.
All right, Bennett Jackson in coverage on Shontavious Jones now. Keith Price at quarterback once again. Jones going deep. Price doesn't quite have the arm to get it there, and solid coverage.
You see, the problem with Shontavious Jones is he's not very quick. He's slow getting off the line. He's got a buildup of speed, and he's not really going to get separation. If you bring him in, he's going to be a possession type of guy. Third down and five, you throw the ball up, and he's got a battle to come away with it.
All right, so there you have it. Wide receiver, DB, one-on-ones, day two, West team at the Shrine Game. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.